Yeah, you lost all your passion last weekend.
Yeah,
I had you poured all your passion juice between somebody's daughter's legs.
Andy, wait. Hey, Andy, see, no.
Andy, are we starting on such an inappropriate...
passion juice.
Andy, behave.
What? Andy, what is happening?
Your dry spell is showing. Please cover up.
We don't need to cut a hook for the beginning of this episode.
Andy. You need to get laid.
Exactly.
Nothing but net.
For the win, it's good! LeBron James at the buzzer!
Deep shot!
Nothing but net.
I'm gonna echo. I'ma need you to echo.
James Harden with a buzzer beater.
Bryant fires away.
It's good! 3-pointer for Kobe Bryant!
Nothing but net.
This nigga needs to be
playing passion juice this past week. You will never look at passion juice the same again, bro.
If it would have been mango, then yes. But passion, I don't give a hoots about passion juice anyway.
Because of the thickness.
Yes.
Okay, so aina shida. So
no, I'll entertain it. We are podding. I'm entertaining. I doubt that was what your girl was thinking.
No, ilikuwa na mwagika kama uji because if that's
wouldn't
the
you
case,
want to know? Wouldn't you want to know?
Nigga, that's why I'm asking.
Wow.
Because umesema mango as a
bro.
Passion. Najua vile passion umwagika.
Yako najua itatoka kama ugali kwa sababu the last time you got that, you got some.
Unga. Ushona ugali jeiva vizuri.
Jesus Christ.
Iko na balls za unga.
And
anyway, yo guys, Nothing But Net is the name of the episode of the podcast, rather. And this is a basketball podcast. Msikuwe swayed by our banter.
This is not Chop Shop Pod.
Back and forth. Anyway, we're just here to pod. We love basketball. That's the main agenda. But anyway, me naitwa Andy Young.
Austin.
Me naitwa 64 na sikuwa part of your conversation, your introduction. ESPN.
Yo, your passion juice.
ESPN, if you're listening, I was not. Ndori mengia sa easy. Me ni mengia item. So I'm going to play basketball.
With your Mbwakni Air Force.
ESPN, what I like.
Wait, bro, ati Mbwakni Air Force. So after cameras, I'm going to really grouch it for you to visual sasa.
With your Mbwakni Air Force.
Utafanya malika yeke photo ya hizo viatu kama album at yei episode mazi.
But Malik has never won Mbwakni Air Force.
You know it.
He's never done that.
You know it.
I stand.
Ajitena.
He's one guy who actually doesn't conform to counterfeit. He's always out there saying, how in the world would you buy Air Force Ones or what are those? I'm not such a big on sneakers.
Jays. Just
yeah, the Jays for 4,000 Kenya shillings. How? And
why
you know
what?
I actually went and
listen to Andy's argument.
Why not?
I actually went and looked them up. These things actually cost in the regions of $300.
Let me ask you, Austin, what's the most expensive pair of kicks you have in your closet or in your wardrobe or on your shoe rack?
I have a 10,000 Kenya shilling pair of shoes, office shoes.
Office shoes?
Yes.
When did you get them? For your wedding? Ama.
Andy, no way, Andy.
Andy, you're foul for that. But anyway, I'll take it.
Yeah, like your girl did this past weekend. But it's okay. I'm
saying, you better cut head. They can't see. Andy, no.
No, but it's a genuine. Austin knows it's a genuine.
I know.
Atana na Malik. Malik ana gaslight hapa maji. Anataka turushe viti.
Me and you go way back.
Yeah, like your girl.
See?
No, Austin, you know me. You knew that was what I was going to say, wow. Bro. Uskatai,
like
you know me,
like
bro.
Like your receding hairline.
Which one? I don't have a receding hairline, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I have a lot of hair. A lot of hair. Naweza kugawia. A lot of hair. Anyway, so you were saying your wedding, you bought 10,000 worth of shoes.
I can't even remember where they are right now. Those ones. Yeah.
How much were they?
What was the occasion?
They were butter shoes, actually.
Butter shoes for 10 G's?
No, not for 10 G's. Those ones.
Yeah.
For the wedding?
For the wedding. For the wedding were butter shoes.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. But also have some expensive shoes though.
Yeah, but
which, like official kicks.
Yeah, official kicks.
Oh, damn.
You thought ngomas? Unabe boasting aje.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. Andy.
By the way, babes looks.
Am I a laughing clown for this podcast? Anyway,
yes.
Guys. Andy's
yes.
making you.
Am I the poster child for all your jokes?
Yes.
You know I'll tender my resignation.
It's fine. But also, babes look sexy in ngomas, bro. Tsikata.
No, those things look hideous.
With material.
Those things.
And they have party. They should be. They have party for days, bro.
They should be new and clean.
New and clean.
Yes.
Sasi ndo zinakuanga new and clean.
Season A.
There are some. Oh my God, they have seen better days.
Walai.
Rugged as fuck.
God damn, Austin. Okay. No, tume mwatak sana. Acha tumwachilie hapo. Do we get into basketball ama tuendelee?
No, let's just go on and basketball will come on later on.
Who did you dirty? Because inaonekana hapo.
No one did me dirty.
We've touched on now.
No one did me dirty. But from what I have seen, zinatumiwa gwastu za kwenda wadhi. Gikomba.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro, mini mengia club unapata kuna dema na shake ass vibaya sana kio mevalia ngoma mazimazi. Na, weza kuruka.
Nah, I've never seen any. Probably when you mevaa Converse mtu kama nani.
Ata Converse bro, ngomas, unajua ngomas.
299.
Mina sema dema napiga ngomas ni wife material. Ata mseme nini. Malik na ujuna kubali. Junajua mademo naweza. Wanapongana ka decent ninio.
Sunajua mimi napenda shoe game. So shoe game pia pale lazima tu consider.
So ngoma zipali umewatoa?
Hey, ngoma hizi kwa main. Ikuwe one off tu ya. But you square tea on your look.
Exactly, so she can get it. Like si anaweza.
But you see, kamu
when you entertain. Si
okay, when
but umeka ngoma huko juu kwa nika.
Mina, no, ni characteristic bro. Mina sema ikitu
you can't use it as a yardstick for.
Mina sema nipata.
You can't use it as a yardstick for saying ati. A woman can be used at any wife material based on hangomas.
Okay, I'm basing mine off of the patterns that I have seen. Madam, when you okay, of course, yezi sema ati to that extent where it's guaranteed marriage. Mina ungele ile level enye tuuko. Babes who are vile wewe naweza sema say wewe ni husband material lunacheki kama boyfriend no nasema kama ningeza kusema
no I am Andy yeah, hey.
Okay.
Respect me.
Let's say your husband material,
yes.
Right? Simanishi sahi ati you're going to get married tomorrow.
No.
Inamanisha uko promising.
Yes, I am.
It's the same thing with babes who wear ngomas.
No.
Akakadem kako promising. Where's
the promise?
Why are you overlooking other characteristics but you're just basing it on cosmetic looks?
Ndio nasema mimi ni pattern nime notice. Unacheki. Madem mwenye
isn't it findings?
It's such a pedestrian way of thinking and lazy.
What do you mean pedestrian and lazy? These are my observations.
It
bro.
Is pedestrian in the sense that you're just basing it on a convoluted way of seeing things. You're not looking at this person as an individual. You're not dissecting her characteristics.
Nothing but Andy's convoluted mind.
But I am. What you're not getting is all those are constants, right? And the other thing that is a constant that I am choosing to observe and acknowledge as a pattern is the ngomas. I'm not saying all of them rock ngomas. And I'm not saying all babes who rock ngomas are wife materials. I'm saying most of them ni wife material. De mamevalia ngomas, bro. Ni wife material.
Bro.
Na neza kakupatia that good
bro, maze. Unajua hata ule mwingine, ule mwenye tunajua, tule mwenye mi na we tunajua.
Tunajua wengi.
Apana, ule mwenye unajua, mimi mwenye we na we tunajua. The one that Nev was laughing at me. About, we're not going to name names. Alikuwa navaga ngomas.
Nunatiki vile likuchukisha maze.
No, so you can't tell me ati ye pia ati yako kwa hiyo category. No.
Alikupatia nini safi lakini singa.
Anyway, this is the point where we move on to basketball.
Yo, ebu ngoja. First of all, this is a very special episode. Episode 39. I don't know if we save the rest for later on. We have like very important news to give you. But you'll have to wait until the end of this episode.
Yes.
But where do you want us to start off? Let me be honest.
Uh-huh.
Last week, when we were planning for this week's episode, Malik alituambia nini? Guys, read up on AfroBasket. Do a bit of research. Tutaongea a bit about it in the next episode. Now, mimi being the good student, nimeenda pale nimejaribu kuchambua AfroBasket. Ai! Hey!
Zilch.
Nothing but boredom.
Nada.
Bro, I was so bored. I was like, damn. Who wants to be reading up about this? And I felt so bad. Hadi nimekuja job maze, nauliza Malik, eyo bro, mazi na juli tuambia tu tupige research about Afro basketball, but do you really think guys care about Afro basketball like that?
I think
before Malik useme kile ulisema ama vile conversation yetu ilienda, what do you think guys really care about Afro basketball?
Afro basketball is that chick, I'm sorry to use this analogy, is that chick from Shags who comes to Nairobi alafu akakundua kuna kitu inaitwa makeup and then akaanza kupaka lipstick na akaanza ku trim eyebrows and eyelashes. Ajafikia standards ya wale wa urban dwelling, but ako to some extent bado ako na ushamba kiasi.
So basically ni karoaka.
Yeah, it's like, just a people
mnajaribu kuomoka lakini bado nyinyi wa
I feel there's still a lot of marketing and a lot of exposure that needs to go into that, and haijafanywa.
Okay,
we've tried to use celebrities in the name of J. Cole and them lot, akina Obama coming in into African basketball and putting in his chiming in and saying, yo, you know what, this is where the talent lies. Is good and all, but we need more from individual countries and individual federations to actually see it, Afro basket grow from where it is right now.
Okay,
ukiangalia the way most of the clubs are run right now, unapata a guy like Austin works an 8 to 5, but then he goes on to practice later on, kama basketball inakuwa ni kama an afterthought. But you find that with the NBA, this is their 8 to 5, they live and breathe
job.
Yes, this is their job. There's very good compensation to attach to it, but with us it's an afterthought, and the moment we make it like a job for young people, then that's when it's going to make sense. But right now it doesn't make sense for us to actually from my own point of view, for us to speak about it.
Okay,
yes.
So Austin anadai it's cause maybe either your career level bado hatuja achieve for our people to be motivated enough to completely immerse into the sport.
Yeah.
We live in a third world country. I get it. Our continent is a banana continent. Tuko na struggle zetu.
Yes.
So that's definitely not a priority. Na naelewa, if something is not a priority, hamta pay attention now.
Yes.
This is what I think. The reason why we do not care about Afro basketball is because of the quality of the output. And I'm talking about production. Unacheki. If
production
Afro basketball
in terms of video or what?
Yes.
Okay.
Look and feel.
Okay.
If
aesthetics.
We got aesthetics, exactly. If we got the same quality that we're getting from the NBA up Afro basketball, trust me, ingekuwa like, oh damn, you know what? This is actually exciting. And people always underestimate the impact that the quality of production has on anything. Any kind of output, anything that you're consuming.
And just plug yourself that you're in the lockdown sessions this Friday. Just say it.
It was at that point that
so you just say it.
I did not want to jump the gun, but I will be on the screens in 8K this coming
week.
Oh
my god.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, you get ni level ya quality. Unacheki. Cause nakumbuka, let me use an example. Since Austin amerusha story ya YouTube, mics are open.
Yeah.
When we went visual, tulianza kurecord our episodes
using a phone.
No, on Zoom, maze.
Oh yeah, yeah, the phone was on Zoom, yeah.
So you, whatever you're using on your end to record video,
it's on you.
That's the quality that's going.
Yeah.
The lighting in my house is terrible. Me spend steamer. So me on my end, I have my own struggles. Calvin on his end, shout going out to Calvin, has his own struggles. G has his own struggles. A shout going out to those mandem. But kuna mseli kama pakamwambia cheki, if you guys are doing video, it will have to be good quality. You can't give us this. Muna cheki. And true to that, the moment we decided, you know what, let's invest. Let's invest in equipment to get cameras a mana, nini. Game changer. Game changer. Unateki. With the same breath, we've had this conversation before. Time yenye Afro basketball ilikuwa inaendelea, you know. And I was asking you, why are we not that thrilled to be watching Afro basketball? Me, I'd rather watch NBA. hata kama ni team zenye wanga si support ama team zenye I could care less about, you know, like Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Unaona? Quality matters to me at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Unaona? Staka chini niangalie game yenye J. Cole anacheza nitangoja highlights baadaye. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because it could be a fire game. I'm sure the people inside the arena, the two of them are having fun watching from the stands and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But us guys watching and consuming on this other side,
it's not the same.
It's not the same. And I feel like that's why someone like me struggles to watch Afro basketball. We are too spoiled to mess with NBA.
Exactly. Your story of production, your outfitty.
Uno naje lakini.
It goes back to investment, because like when an investment you take on the NBA and something like AfroBasket, is a budget's new worlds apart.
Right.
So it could go back down to what Austin talked about, investing in the sport, investing in the sportsmen, make it high profile. Definitely, these investments are production zitakuwa at that point in time.
Okay.
Yeah, but until Leo Doi kwa enough, you'll have to... It got his own single cameras too, man. The camera ne kwapo in a swivel to the whole game. There's no highlights in that. It's not all that. Yeah.
Maze, anyway, I hope anyone who can do something about that. Acheze kitrio mio. Speaking of Afro basketball, huh?
The president of Toronto Raptors, Masai Ujiri.
Mm-hmm.
I think if we had guys who are actually heavily invested in Afro basketball like him, Afro basketball would go places. He and a few other like-minded investors said, I was watching an ESPN interview, I think on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying that he would love to invest in Afro basketball, but it's the willingness of the federations that actually in a boggle down, that you find that unataka kutoa donation of probably like in the regions of $5 million just to go to the league and also development of academies of various clubs within the federations of their various countries.
Yes.
But then this money will go into somebody's pockets and you won't feel that. And this is the reason as to why we are saying that we need change amongst easy countries, Nogondogo. That's basically what it is. We just need guys who are actually willing to actually make these things work. We need systems working. As long as systems work, we'll get to the levels of the NBA and more people will be drafted to the NBA from Africa. And that will be the joy of seeing somebody like a 5 foot nothing like Andy here playing in the Golden State, in the Bay Area.
Dunking on Malik.
You dunk on Malik.
Yes.
Posterize Malik.
Yeah.
You must be high on very potent drugs.
I am.
When is he not, is the question.
I'm high on life, bro. I'm dunking on Malik. Trust me. Anyway, speaking of Afro basketball, what's going on in that world, Malik Mazi?
Yeah, so the games are about to start in a week. That'll be next week on Tuesday from the 24th. Okay. We'll be having the group games.
Mm-hmm.
Kenya is in Group C alongside Ivory Coast, Mali, and Nigeria.
Wait.
Tough group. Tough as a group.
That's a
group. Wait. Okay.
Yeah, so tough as group. Yeah. So the first game will be on Wednesday night, next Wednesday, versus Ivory Coast at 10 p.m. Yeah.
10 p.m. Kenyan time.
Yeah. So we'll be sharing links and all the timings for the games.
Mm.
Yeah, and you'll want to at least talk aware of when.
Wamesema outlets.
Playing. Sorry?
Wamesema outlets. Ama minta kwa Nairobi lakini niko Moscow.
Hapana. Nilicheki. Zii, hakuna jaiyo, hakuna jaiyo. I'll share a link. Your federation ya Rwanda ya basketball.
Okay.
Like even for the women's Afro basket qualifiers, they shared the official YouTube and Facebook pages for the live games. Yeah.
Okay.
The commentary go in...
In Kinyarwanda
/ English / Swahili hapo, funny commentary, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So are you excited? Are you looking for... I know Kenya is playing. There's a general feeling of awareness when it comes to Kenyans appreciating the fact that, oh, take it, there's something going on in basketball. Our guys are playing, you know. But whereas Malik, a consumer, a heavy consumer of basketball.
Yes.
How are you feeling about Afro basketball? Like... coming into play right now. Like tumetoka NBA, you know, it was a high. You know, NBA is like a high, and then your high imeshuka sasa. You have to wait for the next time you hit the whatever, you know, the whatever you're using to get you high. So now how are you feeling about Afro basketball?
From where I'm seated, I'd say I'm excited about it. Because like this is the first time we are there in 24, 26 years. And coincidentally, we're having a basketball podcast, Kenya's first basketball podcast. So as in, ni hakuna msi amekavai kitu. So it's, I like it. Alafu, pia, I want to see how we step up against now, like the big boys. Like, I want to see, we might not win it, but I really hope we do if we can.
Okay.
But nataka tu kuona progress to where we are. And what we can do to better the team.
Sasa, and maze kuna point nataka ku echo yenye Austin na mimake maze. I really can't wait for that time when the NBA won't have to be poaching players from specific countries in Africa. Nataka tukwe na ligi yetu ingine ngori mpaka unakuja kupoach msia nasema no. I'm playing here.
I'm
happy where I am.
I'm playing in
my getting good chums. The Nimesain Max contract maze, like me, I'm sorted for the next three lives.
Bro, have you sorry to veer off from basketball.
Let's pod.
But have you ever seen the way footballers in Africa, a team like say Zamalek or Al Ahly from Egypt, somebody would rather play for that club than go to say a team like Manchester United or even Man City or even Arsenal because the systems are working. Na ukiangalia vile CAF ina reward all these players for winning the Champions League, our Champions League version of Africa. It's the reward system is so well laid out that nobody will want to say okay, the allure of wanting to stay in Europe always comes into play. But if we had a league where players just want to play for African clubs, it would be such an amazing thing.
Wallahi, that's my prayer. Like nataka tufike hapo. Even as you were saying, ineza kwa job ya mse. Like there's someone whose talent is basketball.
Yeah.
And if you just left them alone to play basketball, acha kufanya hiyo 8 to 5, ako kwa office ya na sell insurance is the whole day.
Bro.
As opposed to just grinding and, you know.
So many brothers and sisters out here are just toiling, and yet they're super talented. Talented.
Madre.
Like I have a colleague of mine, I'm not fat shaming him or anything, but he's not where he needs to be physically, but the guy can dribble. We played a pickup game with him probably like a few months ago. Bro, mad handling skills.
You can tell.
Mad handling skills.
Kunola say when you play with them, you just know this is a gift.
Yes.
Shout out to Boy.
Shout out to
hey,
Boy.
It's something that he has it in him, but and you can tell that I'm a finika na yo 8 to 5. Okay, yes, it pays his bills.
Yes,
but if this guy was to get an opportunity to actually just play professionally, he would actually love the whatever it is that he does.
Maze, so it's a prayer, and as I'm saying right now, Maze, if you can do something about it, like the best maybe we can do from our end is bring
make
up
noise
issues.
About it. Yeah,
you know, let's talk about it. So
yeah.
At your level, Maze, we fanya kile uneza fanya. Now, Austin, how are you feeling about Afro basketball? Are you excited? Are you like, is this another ordinary day?
I'm actually excited to watch other countries play. A country like Ivory Coast and Mali.
Okay.
Those are my two select team. I'm not the kind that who is going to be patriotic and say Kenya. We have a very long way to go as Kenyans. Yes, I would love my country to go further, but I'm realistic to the fact that we cannot win it. So I'm actually excited to watch teams that actually are hyped about it, like Ivory Coast. That's a very good team right there.
So you can be realistic about the Morans, but you can't be realistic about the Phoenix Suns.
Oh.
Phoenix Suns is an array of talent.
I see where you draw your lines of objectivity.
Phoenix Suns is an array of talent.
Sikatai, so is every other team in the NBA.
Okay.
current NBA champions.
I take that back. I'm sorry.
Oh, Malik, you wanted to say something.
Oh, yes. On yesterday evening, this is Monday evening, the Morans played friendly with Ulinzi. Ulinzi Warriors, the other league team.
How'd that go?
They won 75-72.
Hey, Ulinzi is a badass team, though.
Yeah.
Ulinzi is a badass team. Yeah. Those are great results.
Yeah.
I'm here for that.
Yeah, and also for everything Kenya Morans, there's the Kenya Morans page on Instagram. And there's also some guy called The Doctor's Report. He has a lot of information about Kenyan basketball. He's actually been profiling the Moran squad day by day, introducing each player, their handle. So if you guys want to check that out, that will be very
And he's
nice.
A player?
Yes, he's also a player.
What's his name?
Ariel Local.
Ariel Local.
Yes.
Badass player. Yeah. Ariel Local, maze, a mad shout going out to you. Also, Kenya Lionesses.
He's a power forward, yes. Small forward, ni point guard.
No, he's either power forward or a small forward.
Yo, my man is good with it, man. He's nice with it. I bumped into a very interesting question on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Can Steph Curry become the greatest point guard of all time over Magic Johnson?
Never.
Okay.
Possibility of him becoming the greatest three-point shooter, I agree.
Okay.
1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest point guard? Nah.
Okay.
Magic Johnson. Forever that. No.
Okay.
My allegiance is to Magic. My allegiance is to Magic.
Can questions ability? Yes. So, yes, he can. But will he? I don't think so. But he can.
What sets Magic Johnson apart in terms of skill? And we hate drawing comparisons,
yes.
But it's a light comparison to make. It's a good comparison to make.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, because as Austin is saying, best shooting guard, yeah, sir, or the best three-pointer,
yeah.
Sir, but point guard, no, why?
Did you...
Handling,
did you
passing,
ever... Did you... Okay. You
I've watched Johnson's plays, and
he had some flair in him, and... The brilliance that he brought, you actually enjoyed watching him, because he could dictate a game from way deep in his end,
mm-hmm.
and just align the floor to the canvas of his liking.
Okay,
but I feel Steph still depends on other few individuals to achieve that. I'm not taking anything away from him. He's a very good player, very talented player. But becoming the greatest of all time point guard? Nah. Not yet. He has a lot.
6'4".
Yes. Eh, bure itakuwa ngumu.
Why?
Itakuwa ngumu.
Why?
Minimum numbers. Magic had five rings,
mm-hmm.
three finals MVPs, three regular season MVPs. Multiple scoring titles and that kind of thing. His impact to the Lakers during that era was very difficult in the Ilkoile enzi ya kupigana kwa league. So for him to pull that off, I'd give him best on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Skill wise, I think Steph can match up. So yes, I do feel and I think that Steph Curry can become. Yes, he's got his own style, his own flair,
yeah.
and he's got his own missions and agendas.
Mm-hmm.
That's why... His agenda's a word. And agenda. But, you remember when I was saying we hate drawing comparisons when it comes to players? It's because they're completely different, like even physically. When
yeah.
I take, you compare Magic Johnson and someone like Steph Curry.
Yep.
You know, like they can be able to do completely different things so well, separately. Mm-hmm. So now, if I was to put that on a scale... You know, Kilam say being good at what you do, you being good at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put that on a scale,
yeah.
Nona. Not comparing you to this other person. Mm. I'm just looking at what you're really good at.
Yeah.
And my other guy over here.
Yeah.
Yes, Steph Curry can match up. Yes, he can. His court vision is mad. His dribbling is mad. His scoring, it's out of this planet, bro.
Mm-hmm.
My man can score for. I think he can even score better than Magic Johnson.
That we agree.
You know.
We agree.
So, looking at all these levels, mm-hmm. I feel like without putting them against each other, they can match up. I don't know if I made sense.
You do.
They can match up. Minasema, they can match up. It's an unfair comparison because even the very basic fact that size-wise, they're different. Massive difference. Mm. But skill-wise,
give it to the
can
man.
Match up, Maze. I even feel like Steph is better than Kyrie by far. And Kyrie is arguably... No. According to stats, Kyrie is arguably the best point guard in the NBA as we speak. According to stats.
This is Andy shitting on Kyrie. Wow.
I'm using Steph Curry, bro.
It's because
you're always against me doing that.
It's because I take it. But did you tumelete conversation your point guards? Now this same week, diliteki some numbers. There's a Twitter post I saw.
Yeah.
Kyrie is arguably the best point guard in the NBA as we speak. You are a numbers guy.
Mm-hmm.
If you put his numbers up against Curry,
yeah,
who do you think would have better numbers?
I haven't looked at them, but you remember that run Curry had towards the end of the season when he even got into MVP contention?
Yes.
Okay, based off that, I'd have assumed it was Curry.
Now, to get your guys' honest opinion, what do you think about Kyrie and Magic Johnson? Exactly.
Andy.
Do you see my point? That means kwa hii game pale kwa point guards tumeshimwa wawili vibaya sana, Magic Johnson na Steph Curry. That's all I'm saying.
See, hiyo ndio ilikuwa discussion. Kyrie alitoka wapi? Mbona sasa umebring that party?
Why did you have to bring
the Australian boy into this?
I'm sorry. That was a by the way. That it's cause I saw those numbers.
Sorry, Kyrie.
I saw those numbers this week and I was amazed. I was like, damn. Kyrie is actually the arguably the best point guard in the NBA. It just caught me by surprise.
Ah, okay.
Do you all agree before we continue? Arguably, Kyrie is the best point guard in the NBA.
The jury's out on that.
Right now.
Arguably.
Hey, you're technical.
The jury's still out on that. What do you guys think of Damian Lillard?
Generally?
No. With the rumors of this trade to the Bay Area.
I think we've talked about this.
When he was on vacation. No. The episodes they didn't listen to. Clearly.
You know what? I've done this before. Tukiwa USIU.
Just
when you were in school, there's a lecturer who told us to read ahead about something. So yo day kafika, kuna mtu alikuwa amesoma. So me being me, tuko pale daro, I ask a question. And this question was something that was addressed in the text that we were supposed to have read before class. So she was like, but I told you to read up about this and this. I was like, oh. Has anybody read? The whole class was like, oh. She was like, okay, everybody close your books. You're getting a surprise cut right here.
So I'm that student. Usidali.
Aya, so kuna surprise cut. Says a quick fire. Grouching here. Ingiyo washe cameras. To end it.
No, okay. You tell me what you think about it.
I think with Clay coming back, I wouldn't want him to go there. To go to the Bay Area because he'll probably just be wasted on bench and he'll not be on rotation. It will be Clay, Steph, and Draymond.
If it were to happen, I doubt they'd put a resource like Lillard on the bench. And I don't know how it would work on court, but because I'm sure even to get him, the chips they'd have to move, the money they'd have to spend would be massive. So once, if they're getting him, he's a starter. PM when yes, then as I talk about Portland, and they could...
As a high-profile player on local usual bench. Also, yeah. Clay is not 100%. So I feel like even in that scenario, Dame is going to get more playtime than Clay.
Okay.
Yeah. But generally, it would be a good move for the Bay Area. It doesn't make a lot of sense because it's more guards. But Dame is flexible. And Dame is clutch. He can get the pressure off of Steph. Steph can become more of a two player than a one player. Adzifite, become more free, become more available. Play less minutes, preserve your energy. So generally, I feel like it would be a good addition to the Bay Area.
Okay.
Yes. Now, let's go to the East. Joel Embiid.
Yes.
Maliku nataka tuanzie wapi huko?
Yeah, Jamama is saying max contract.
Yeah, today's Tuesday, the 17th.
Today's
17th.
Yes.
He signed a max contract for 196 mil for 4 years. And interesting, he's the youngest player to ever represent himself during trade talks.
Yo, Sasando will be surprised. Like, he actually represented himself.
Present.
You have an option to... I'm sure he does, but for this, he opted to do it himself. I don't know why, but yeah, that was interesting.
If so, he represented himself, then he really must have good negotiation skills.
Yeah.
Of course.
Or threatened them.
A max deal, 70... I was telling Malik... I really stopped caring about 76ers after AI. Like, I was done with, like, I had no interest, I had no loyalties. Now until Joel Embiid started, like, showing us that, okay, maybe there's something over here with Ben Simmons and everything. You want to express what you felt about it before you continue? Because it's really tied in with what you said.
Just go ahead.
Okay, so Malik aliniuliza how I'm feeling about this whole thing, because... Malik believes that, okay, Imbi did a good job last season, Hatukatai. And if it was regular season, first runners-up for MVP.
For MVP, yeah.
Unaona, which is a good thing. But, like we kept saying throughout this ended season, supporting customers, ile support crew, ilikuwa ngori pale. You see who he was left with.
Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons.
The break.
Unateki. So, Imbi da kipata injury, where does that leave the team?
In the gutter.
Unateki. So, it would still not make me give that much of my time to 76ers, because already in the East, things are thick. And the scenario Malik and I were looking at was if Harden had moved to 76ers as opposed to Nets. The Nets. Now, Austin, we peke ndo kwa kwa conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, unajipata kwa hii end a lot, because... Yo, man, zile times zenye huku kuja maze,
unakwangoko government month, office.
Hey, tulipiga story mob. But in the event that the beard didn't go to Nets and went over to 76ers, do you think that 76ers would have had a better chance of proceeding maybe even to the conference finals and even to the finals and competing and contesting for the chip against Bucks? Let's even rule out for now let's rule out the Nets.
No.
To go finale.
No.
It's 76ers and the Bucks.
No.
Harden and the beard. No.
No.
Ah, sorry, the beard and what's them?
Embiid. And Embiid.
No. There's still no depth
up against.
There's still no depth, because you're depending on two players. You have Ben Simmons, who is actually mediocre, as we've proven over time.
Who's mediocre?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, okay. I thought I had. Yes, that goes without saying.
And for you to actually say, to actually put it probably like a probability of them being there, no.
No, think of it this way. The Sixers were kicked out by the Atlanta Hawks. Think of Embiid having Harden. You think the Hawks would have kicked them out?
Bro. Who else is there? Who is there? Who is their third anchor?
No.
Because they need a...
No, listen.
It can't be just two of them.
Listen. Embiid took them that far with a shitty Ben Simmons. Now imagine if he had Harden on his side.
If you put it like that...
Yeah, me, I think that duo would be legit. That duo would be sick. Would have been sick if it would have come to pass.
Yeah, but I still don't feel like they'd have... proceeded, you know, anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I feel challenges in Gekua mob sana bado in the East. No one.
Yeah.
Brooklyn were doing their thing. They were strong until the very end.
Yeah.
Hawks, they were strong until the very end. So, bado, I feel like in Gekua challenge. Bucks, they've been through it, maze. They've stood the test of time.
Yeah.
Wakonele experience. So, of course, one as a endure. So, I still feel like bado ingekuwa challenge, but Embiid signing a max contract, I could honestly not even care about.
Can
this.
I call the championship finalist right now?
I
please do.
Milwaukee
I already
Bucks
did.
Versus LA Lakers.
Silence in the. We are digesting.
You got the Western Conference part right though. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Network and happy.
Nets are not going anywhere.
Why
too
not?
Many egos at play.
Mm.
and managing egos from Steve Nash's perspective, I don't think he's strong enough to manage all those egos. He doesn't have the confidence of the backroom. You have Kyrie Irving. You have James Harden. You have this tall, lanky guy.
Cinnamon Head. What's the name of this guy?
Blake Griffin. Blake Griffin.
You have Blake Griffin. You see? You have KD. You have Kyrie. You have the beard. You have... what's his face? Damn, I'm trying to do the run-up again.
It's okay.
But I get the depth that you're talking about is...
It's full of brothers who are just full of themselves.
But this is like... This is like an all-star team, and we've watched all-star teams
they're
work
selfish.
Together properly.
They're not hungry. Who? This guy. Giannis. Giannis is hungry. Jrue Holiday is hungry. Those ones, that's why I actually just called it. I just said it's these guys versus these guys because it's easy to dismantle a selfish team.
Yo, I think this guy is too soon to call game.
I am calling it. I'm calling it right now.
It's too soon, Maze. Bucks versus Lakers. My trades, Maze. Damn, we're still enjoying the summer league, bro.
Speaking of trades, let's move on to trading. Interestingly, happened Jana. Yes, Clippers got Eric Bledsoe from the Grizzlies, and in return, the Grizzlies got Patrick Beverly, Rajon Rondo, and Daniel Oturu.
Na kuambia Grizzlies watasumbua. My friend, they have such an agile team. Such an agile team, bro. But Bev is never... He's like, what? Ntasemba bad home nama ni nini. Wherever he goes, is that... Nobody wants to play against Pat Bev, in short.
Yeah.
So, na nankame peleka mkosi yuko. Uno na aje. Not much of an impact in terms of... performance wise, since it's a Mitawa Saidia sana.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Can we get into stargazing right now? I'll give the LA Clippers stargazing this week for trading.
For trading.
Yes. He was excess baggage. He needed to go. You can't have such a person who is uncontrollable like that in your team. Okay. Somebody who is just a short fuse. No, he has to go. So for me, LA Clippers, mlifanya kitu poa sana.
Okay, so Pat Bev to Grizzlies. Unaonaje?
Nani issue?
Nani issue?
Yes.
Jamorant ako huko, si ndio?
Jamorant ako huko, Dillian Brooks. Watasumbua nani?
Watasumbua akili. No, see how agile that team is, bro.
Atasumbua nani, sure.
No, these guys are too active.
Chini.
No.
Memphis.
Backcourt,
a Southern State.
That backcourt is too strong, bro. Ile backcourt inasumbua sana. Okay. There's too much energy in that backcourt.
The only thing I can say about that trade, Dio, like Rondo itasaidia Morant. Because your experience here, Rondo, when he passes it on to Morant, now something like that will work.
Rondo is the only good thing coming out of this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Bev, anyway, tuta talk down on him, alafu hii season afanya maneno.
Gani?
Hivi leo fanya kitrio mio maze. Anyway, story for
and
another day.
Trio mio. Eh, let's get nigga association. Lazimu mchitaje every 30 minutes. Aish.
You guys love each other, eh? You apply lotion on each other.
What? Austin, no.
Why don't you guys come Austin, on this podcast to project? Austin, no. God damn. Where did lotion even come from?
You guys
from,
just
bro?
Apply lotion on each other.
Is that how you picture bromance working out?
No. You like skin niggas.
You guys applying lotion on each other.
You can never find me and Malik Ati showing each other love like that.
Then where did it come from, bro? You thought about it?
No.
Do you think about applying lotion on Malik's back?
No.
Wait,
is that a dark skin association kind of thing that I don't even know about?
Bro, Malik... it's called what?
Stargazing
moments.
Yes, stargazing yangu neka. All the listeners on Nothing But Net. Last week we were in the top 5 of most listened to Kenyan podcasts.
Yay.
I loved that.
That was dope. We're actually number 3. Alongside, shout out to the other podcasts, the Yes Girls podcast, Moments with Nderu, Matiri Ngemi, and Mama Tales podcast.
Nice. And Can I tie in my stargazing?
Yeah, sure.
Nayako.
Yeah.
Speaking on podcast, maze Spotify materialist yao. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the most listened to pods in the 254.
Yes.
And nothing but net. Tutafika. Tutafika.
Tunakuja. Yeah, tunakuja.
Tunamake progress kiasi yake. But mics are open. We got featured there.
Shout out.
So good company. Shout out to the Mande. Me a good company, maze, where all the good stuff is.
The stable.
Together with Sandwich Podcast. Mm-hmm. And Clueless Pod, totally clueless.
Yeah. Yes, no, legally yeah. Clueless.
Legally Clueless. Yeah, Adele.
You're
yeah,
the one who's totally yeah. Clueless.
Yeah, yeah. That's clearly that's an oversight on my part. But yeah, stargazing since tumenda your direction. But in terms of basketball, ningetaka kuweka Morans na Lionesses maze on the spot because they need all the backing that they can get, and me, I'm here for that.
Yes.
In any way, shape, or form that we can support,
yep.
110% miniko pale.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Tuingi ya Frodo chama unatakaje?
Frodo, yes. And on that tip,
I don't need no fraud. I don't need no drama when you call.
Federation, government, everything Kenyan associated.
Thank you.
The Morans were in camp from, I think, the week before.
Yes.
And you remember after UG, after Olympics and everything, these guys came back, they were given cars, houses, yeah. jobs, blah, yeah. blah, blah. Kenyan Morans were in camp for over a week. The daily allowance is 800 bob. And like a week and a half into the camp, they hadn't received their backdated allowances.
Imagine.
So somebody's eating that money.
Mad.
But bro, unapatia je athlete 800.
A day.
Hey, tulikuwa tunaongea nani tunauliza
hiyo. Let's say hiyo si fair. Hiyo it doesn't even cover like basic needs.
So tulikuwa tunaongea nani tunasema let's say hizo financial zutu mwa FIBA forever for review auditing. Wanaona Kenya inalipa athletes wetu $0.8
USD. How does that look like?
Imagine.
Inakaaje?
Walipo 80 cents per day.
It's not $0.8.
No, it's actually $8. Yeah, but still, $8 per day is.
They are just on basic minimum wage.
Yeah, no, that's.
And at a basic minimum wage. Minimum wage right now stands at $12. They're way below minimum wage.
Yeah.
And these are athletes.
I wanted to represent Kenya for yes. basket, man. I hope this was sorted. This was a few days ago when I saw your story, but I hope it was sorted.
Like,
isifike time ya kutravel tena tunaanza kusikia hatuna kits. Hatuna viatu, tunataka tickets. As in, isn't it we qualified in June, July, manze.
There about.
Actually, yeah. Even before.
June, I think.
It was June. Before June, yeah.
To go August.
April, May, yeah. Because it's been months. It was like 3 months between the qualifiers and the tournament. Yeah, so. Gava onge onge come through.
Bobo Clat, pemi niko hapo na Malik. Yeah.
This week on Fraud Watch, I'd like to put myself on Fraud Watch.
No resistance here.
Yeah.
My son watched Space Jam 2. And the little snitch loved it.
Why are you pissed, bro? I told you this is for their generation.
It was not for you.
It wasn't for
that
you.
That is the TA.
Yeah,
okay, I denied him that opportunity to watch it with me because I watched it alone and I didn't like it. So he watched it alone. And then he goes on to report to me that I loved it. So I felt so bad that I denied him that chance to actually.
No, I feel good. You did not watch it with him because you'd have made it a bad experience for him had you watched it together with him.
And may I feel bad for you that you have bad taste. That's all I feel bad about.
You liked Space Jam 2?
No, he's just a LeBron stan.
Yeah.
That's all. So anything you say against that movie or the franchise and the enterprise, you spit on LeBron's name. And he's
so
not
you're
about that.
Team Toon Squad. Oh, you don't even know this, the two squads.
I don't. Tell me more about it, Austin. Eiko. I have time.
Eiko.
Memaliza. So, update. We asked a fourth party. There's a stupid argument we had last week.
At the end
week,
of the last episode. Last episode 38.
Oh, man. Oh, so, for those who subscribe to Christianity, the crucifixion. we were having this argument. So when Jesus was crucified, there was two thieves on his side.
Yeah.
Right side, left side. The guy on the right went to heaven. The guy on the left, I think
nothing.
Yeah, you can fill in the blanks for yourself.
Uh-huh.
So Austin went on ahead and said,
oh, I am Jesus. You amongst you choose to
self-appointed Jesus. And he decided the rest of
I
other
said
things.
That.
Yes. Yes. He doesn't listen to episodes, there's, Andy. There's
no.
Evidence.
Okay. Okay, so endelea.
There's evidence. So we asked our fourth party. You know, because this is
neutral party, yeah.
Though I think maybe some money might have been poured.
Or some breakfast might have been bought.
Oh, yeah,
over
yeah,
few
yeah,
na- over
something
few
happened.
Days.
There was an exchange somewhere. But this fourth
Why am
party
I hearing this now.
This happened today, bro. This happened today.
Okay.
Yeah. Tuna record kwa banka. So as we were coming to the banker, this happened, right? So this fourth party says that you are the thief on the left.
The one going to hell.
They started with the thief on the left.
The one,
like, going
the one
to
who's
hell.
Not going nowhere. You.
They started with that one. They said you are that one. And then me, I'm the girl on the right who is going to heaven with Malik, who is Jesus.
Jesus.
And on that Yo, anyway, before we wrap up, how do we switch this up now?
We have some news.
Anything else we need to put out there before we wrap it up?
Episode 39, ile jazi Dwight Howard alikomevaa tukishinda championship na Lakers. Numerology tu, sijali. I had to throw in Nikita jazi everywhere.
I don't think, okay, it's fine. It's
you
fine.
Don't think what anyone cares? It's already in the podcast, too late.
But anyway, yeah. So the three of us plus other external ntasemaje. Let me say well-wishers and guys who work with us.
The team,
the
our team, yeah.
Yes, the team. To may decide that Nothing But Net is on a good run. We like the projection.
Yes.
We like the consistency.
We love the feedback.
We love, most definitely, we love the feedback. And that's why we're here. We're here for that. But the same way, kila season inakuanga na kabrik kake, pia sisi tumeamua. Let's take a break because the first season, it may come at a crucial time when the NBA was at a mad place. We were having new things happening in the NBA.
Yeah.
So we decided, you know what? Vile yo NBA season imeisha, acha pia sisi to wrap up ka season ketu, yeah. And then pick it up when the next season begins, which is not far from now.
Yeah, in October.
In October, yeah. So we have like a month.
Yeah, a month
in between and yeah. Spare change.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided that the next episode 40, is going to be our season finale.
Yes.
For season 1.
Yes.
And Malik is super excited because he's got some major news for you, Maze. I mean, kwakishikilia some things he's been wanting to share with you guys. Tukianza Nothing But Net, we used to do Sixth Man.
Yes.
Unateke, and I think it used to be Malik's favorite segment of the show because he doesn't have to deal with our BS, me and the right?
I was dealing with sane human beings.
Fellow Lakers supporters and fanboys, LeBron James fanboys. But Corona did its thing. One thing happened leading to another.
Yeah.
And we resulted to another avenue for recording this pod, which does not allow, you know, for call-ins and such and such. So
yeah,
we thought about it and we can find a way around it to get to hear from you directly.
Mm-hmm.
Unataka kuwa show.
So tungependa mkue part of the final episode.
Mm.
So we'll be sharing a WhatsApp number on our socials.
Yes, sir.
Send a brief voice note. About how long, Andy? 45 seconds? 30 seconds?
No, 30 seconds. Yeah,
30 second
keep it
voice
short,
note.
Keep
just
it short.
Yeah, tell us about which team you support. Maybe your wishes for the Morans, for the AfroBasket, how the previous season was, and feedback on the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even those guys who think that we are doing a lousy job. We'd like to
yes. Tuambie, tusasa hii tutaka kwa episode 40. Alafu tukirudi ukoosha sign deal yako ESPN si tuendelee na yetu tu hapa
si tutakuwa tu hapa
si tuko si tumaintain tu si hatuna ubaya
maze and then episode 40 your season finale
yeah
we'll have another major announcement to make
so
stand by
yeah
we done
yeah
put a plug my socials.
Yes, Twitter, Instagram at nothingbutnetke, email nothingbutnetke@gmail.com. OnlyFans na kujete matoka to record podcast. Tutakuwa live every Tuesday. Yeah. Money Thursday.
OnlyFans kwa kutuna dribble balls ama tuwa kwa tunafanya nini?
Amongst other things.
Eish, sawa. Mm. Okay, sawa. Yeah. Nagore.
Yes.
Austin,
mm-hmm.
Unataka kutuma salamu?
Unataka
kuna watu wako pale mashinani mazee.
Mbog.
Salimia hata mtu mmoja bwana. Wamekuwa kingoja. And I know
39 episodes, man. 39 episodes, Austin.
Austin has promised a babe out there somewhere. I'm going to give you a shout out on our podcast. You just listen. Bro. Hey, that's Missy Jui. So see big up,
you know,
maze.
I'm off maze. The streets.
No one said you in the streets, bro.
And my relationship status is private. It's not that it's a secret.
Yeah. That's as much as that is the meaning of
dating
private.
Someone.
She's on Twitter.
Oh, wait!
Wait!
Yes. And I'm very happy. So,
hey!
Wait, Austin. Are you admitting on Nothing But Net podcast?
Yes.
That you're a taken man. You're cuffed.
Yes. I'm happy.
I'm happy.
Hey, don't you see that I'm glowing?
You look like you had a gun held to your head.
No,
like yesterday.
Imagine
night.
No.
Like, hey, where? Kishu tonight,
bro,
like, where?
I'm happy. You should be happy for me. You should be saying, hey, I'm happy for you, bro.
If our homie is directly happy for you, they're not happy for you. If your really? Homie makes if your homie makes fun of you, they love you. That's how
actually
homies express love. Yes.
I do that as well. So
yeah,
you're actually right.
Yeah. Yes. So this is me showing you that I care about you. Yeah.
Fuck you.
And on that note, adios, man. Guys, take care.
Alright.
Follow away with the horn.
Nothing but net.
For the win, it's good. LeBron James at the buzzer.
Deep shot.
Nothing but net.
I'm gonna echo. I'm gonna need you to back up.
James Harden with a buzzer beater.
Bryant fires away.
It's good. 3-pointer for Kobe Bryant.
Nothing but net.